Now, the joy and the delights to welcome the lovely Josie and Jimbo from Milton Hyde. They've come all the way, all the blinking way, from Pickhams, Hayreed Lane, near Wilmington, to come here to us. And they're in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, guys, folks, how on earth are you?
We're good.
Thank
we're
you.
Warm.
Yeah. Well, is that just the old place, the ridiculous.
No, we're on fire. We're ready to go.
You are on fire. You're always on fire. You know that is Jimbo, of course, over there. The man they can't hold down, mainly because he's on fire. He's very hot. It's extremely hot. Lovely message in from Objet Dar saying, thanks for the play today, Pete. Well, no, absolute pleasure. Now I hope you're just tuning in and ready for a bit of Milton Hyde. What on earth are Milton Hyde up to? Not only now, of course, because I know where you are now, but in the next couple of weeks. What's going on?
Oh, we've got a week or two of rest, haven't we?
Rest?
Yes. Yeah. We've been writing some songs, haven't we?
Yeah. We're doing a little mini Yorkshire tour.
Wow.
In a couple of weeks' time.
Are you? Whereabouts in Yorkshire?
We're doing a folk club up in Ripon.
Yes.
And then we're doing a nice, lovely house party in Doncaster.
Oh, very lovely.
It's going to be great.
That sounds gorgeous.
So those are our next gigs.
Then we're doing our own things.
Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah. You see, you know, you don't do it by halves. I've got this lovely little flyer in the Summer Trifle Light.
Summer Trifle Festival. Yes. We're doing a light version this year, which means it's just smaller.
So it's the Summer Trifle. It's a light version of the festival.
Yeah.
It's a mini arts festival. It's got all things going on. It's got Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of August.
Yes.
And you, the lovely, the mighty Milton Hyde, are busy throughout.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play on the Saturday evening.
Okay.
Before that, we've got... we're going to be doing open mic.
Yeah.
Open mic on both afternoons, so anybody's welcome to come along and step up to the mic. We get spoken word and music.
Is it a ticketing affair?
No.
Is it any money passing hands at all?
It's a donation, so we're trying to make
whatever
it
whatever you can afford.
Yeah, so it's affordable like for anybody to come along.
So money in a hat. Do any of the artists see any of that money?
Yes. In the evening, the performers get what's in the hat in the evening.
That's
and then
lovely.
During the day, their donations cover the costs.
That's so good. That's so good.
Phenomenal.
The costs. Well, you've got to put that tent up for a start, haven't you?
Exactly. You've got to get the marquee up. But,
if anybody's available
insurance
to help put
and
a marquee up, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. On Sunday.
The lovely Alex Thomas has just messaged in saying, Josie, Jim and you all in the same room.
I know.
Great. And then he says, and he is concerned, did they bring cake? Do not worry, Alex. No. They did. They came armed with cake.
Yeah.
And I've shoved it right where the sun don't. And it was absolutely beautiful.
Sorry we didn't bring any cake to you the other day, Alex.
See, on there, use the show to make apologies. Yeah. Why don't you?
I forgot to put it in my bag. It was still on the table when we got home.
No, what a shame. So someone had to eat it. dear. So who have you got? You've got Seffi and Anne. Who are Seffi and Anne?
Do you know the Cheer Up Mollies?
I was wondering if it was the same.
Yeah.
So they're doing a little...
Tune. Yes, yeah, the two of them.
Beautiful voices.
The Mollies are fantastic anyway.
The Cheer Up Mollies are great live.
And Seffi and Anne are superb.
So you've got them, and then you've got you guys.
Yep.
That's a lovely one. And then who's Chloe Levaillant?
Levaillant.
That's what I said.
Chloe Levaillant.
It's exactly what I said.
It's nearly what you said.
It's virtually what I said.
She's an English-French performer.
Fair enough.
And she does amazing stuff, doesn't she? She's a trained opera.
Oh, wow.
Singer. She teaches singing, so she does amazing stuff with her voice. She plays a flute and she does some looping and stuff.
Yeah,
she does
sort of looping, but it's not
atmospheric
stuff. Really nice, interesting looping. She mixes in loads of different instruments
and plays guitar as well. Yeah.
Sort of percussion and stuff.
Oh,
and
so fantastic.
She's hot footing it over from Paris.
Wow.
She's playing Paris the previous day and she's coming over to us and then she's zooming back to France.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried looping?
No.
It looks so difficult.
It does. Ed Sheeran nails it, doesn't he?
Oh, he's very good.
He's very good at looping.
There used to be a guy called Ben Christophers. I don't know if you've ever heard of Ben.
No, I don't know Ben.
But I watched him doing, this is at least a decade ago, at the Comedia going, I don't know how he's doing this.
No, I'd lose track.
So clever.
It would be a mess.
So clever. And to hold the tune and to remember where the heck you were. And then you got Bluebell Roots Floor Spots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So every last Sunday of the month, apart from this coming month and the next month.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
This is sounding a regular thing. Yeah.
We do a regular slot at a place called Bates Green Farm.
Okay.
And we do open mic and have an invited guest. And so, but we're just moving it for this one.
Great.
It's taking part in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
That's part of Bluebell Roots. It's kind of Bluebell Roots on tour.
So people might not know, it's beyond Lewis. Let's face it, who isn't? Pickhams. Pickhams. Hayreed Lane, Wilmington. Is there a WW and all that?
Pickhams.com.
And that is, is that you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yeah, and Pickhams is Pickhams. That's how you spell it if you're looking up on the web thing.
Pickhams. Pickhams.com. Yes. You go there, folks, and you will not be sorry. There's also an art workshop and everything.
Yeah.
Although it is essential to book.
It is. The art workshop you have to book. Nothing else you have to book.
No, of course not.
The music evening, it'd be nice if people booked so we know how many people are coming.
And are you feeding people? How do people eat?
There's going to be cake.
More
obviously.
Cake.
Obviously.
For 2 days.
Tea and cake in the afternoons.
Yeah, right.
And then on Sunday evening, they can book a meal.
And can people stay the night? Can they camp?
Not really.
No. You have to clear off people. Get off my land.
Yeah, get off my land.
You'll
There's
find...
Lots of local Airbnbs, though.
You will find Jimbo walking around with a gun at about 11, I think. Just.
Well, I do that most nights anyway.
Well, this is what I thought. And you've got one of those little dogs that are good sniffer dogs.
We've got a miniature schnauzer. Yeah. I don't know
That'll
if that
do.
Counts.
Well, schnauzer sounds like a nose. Schnauzer.
Yes.
So, of course, I bet he can sniff anything.
But talking camping, we are doing camping the previous weekend.
Oh, I'm confused.
Because we're doing this songwriting weekend. And that's a camping over one.
Okay.
So that's like a sort of a workshop-y, retreat-y, networking thing for songwriters.
And there will be food at that.
Yeah. And that one you do have to book.
Yeah.
Yes.
And would you like to play live? Because you're looking very restless there. You've got that thing, and then you've got that thing.
Yeah, I won't be playing that thing on this one.
No, though. And you've both got voices, and it just seems a shame not to use it all. Put it all together and see what the heck comes out. What have you got in mind to play for us here?
So the first song is going to be called the Festival of Freaks.
The Festival of Freaks.
Yes.
I've been to that
This
festival.
Is inspired by... Perbeck Valley Folk Festival.
Well, okay, less said about... Right, good. Folks, take it
It's
away.
good freakiness.
Good freakiness.
Any luck is right here in this festival of freaks, where normal isn't normal, every single one's unique. Wear your weird heart proudly on your lace and velvet sleeve. We're all threads in this multicoloured tapestry we weave. When you don't fit in the place, you're in the problems with the place. Each of us is commonplace in this amazing commonplace. When at last you feel at home in your complicated skin, you belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in. Proudly show off all your scars, tattoos and piercings. Wear wide fronts and a tutu, top it off with fairy wings. Dance your socks off, honey, in your bulging lycra suit. Spin your wheels or kick your heels, blow your trumpet or your flute. When you don't fit in the place, you're in the problems with the place. Each of us is commonplace in this amazing commonplace. When at last you feel at home in your complicated skin, you belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in. To the rule. However you express yourself, that's cool. when we're not judgmental, the exceptional is acceptable. We are truly special, one and all. Doc Martens go with sari silk, there's badges on your hat. A multicoloured tie-dye shirt goes well with that cravat. Long hair, short hair, grey hair, none, plaited dreads or free. Sandals, wellies, barefoot, what's inside we cannot see. When you don't fit in the place, you're in the problems with the place. Each of us is commonplace in this amazing commonplace. When at last you feel at home in your complicated skin, you belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in. You belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is so, so good. We got Milton Hyde here. That was Festival of Freaks, wouldn't you know? I know. And that is not a description of Pickhams, all right? So just watch it. Well, I don't care what you know and what you're thinking. Milton.
Well, it kind of is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it is.
The Festival of Freaks is like the world. We're all freaks.
The human race.
Aren't we? Isn't it?
Yeah.
God, couldn't you? I would.
I did.
We all know you did, Jim. That's the problem. That is the problem. That's why we're here. So tell me about Milton Hyde in terms of... because I remember you were having an album and stuff like that, and we pushed that away, and you went on a little mini tour, and you pushed that up, and then you got this little Yorkshire tour going, and you pushed that. Are you producing new stuff? And is that something that is driving you still? In terms of new material and getting it out there, or not so much?
Well, we're doing a bit of everything, really. We want to gig as much as we can. I think we did about 60 gigs last year, didn't we?
How many?
About 60.
That's not bad, is it? That's pulling some weight.
And we've got 50 this year, haven't we?
It's going to be close on that by the end of the year.
But we're writing new stuff. We've got an interesting project that we're doing at the moment. We're putting together where we're trying to get... When we go around, we carry a little audience book with us, and we get people to write their ideas for songs in there. If they've got any local stories or people that they've met on, local colourful characters, and we ask them to put... Usually people write something obscene in there or draw a rude picture or something.
That is the way.
One or two people have put actual stories in there.
There you go. So it's not just a filth book.
No, that's not.
Well, that's kind of evolved, hasn't it? Because originally it was just like sort of, tell us how lovely we are.
Yeah.
And draw a picture of us.
Right.
That
kind
of thing.
Yes.
And then people started sharing
things.
And that's
why they got rude.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah, people, at the end of gigs, people want to share.
Yes.
They all have stories, and most of our songs are story-based or people-based. So,
So we wrote a couple of songs sort of based on those suggestions. And then we thought, well, this is nice. We can ask people, we can go out of our way to ask people to share stuff.
Yeah.
So we've got this idea to do, we call it a new Sussex ballad, where, people in this area, if they've got... if they live in a village or something, they've got a local story that they'd like to share and get down in song, then we'll write a song about it.
Very
basically
nice. Song to order.
So that's what we've got going on. We're going for trying to get a project going on that.
That sounds good.
So that'll be fun.
Not that we're short of ideas, because we've still got loads of songs that we're still writing. And
yeah.
And where would you put yourself? Because, I mean, that track was very 20s, 30s
kind of
inspired,
ragtime.
But that's, I always think of you kind of folky, sound of, I don't know, really.
We like to mix it up, is the bottom line.
Yeah.
We've got some sort of poppy stuff and bluesy things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do, actually, don't you? Well, a lovely message in, actually, from Kenny Murray, back again. He says, back now in hearing distance.
There he is.
He says, young man. And then he says, lovely stuff. Little Fields is one of my very favourite songs by Milton
nice.
Hyde.
Oh,
so there you go, Little Fields. Well, you'll be glad to know, Kenny, they're not going to play it tonight. So,
no, we won't be killing that one tonight.
So apologies for that.
Oh, nice.
That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone else got a favourite Milton Hyde track that they probably won't play? Do text us 07909 547336. As you know, we always love to hear from you. So you can go and see. I mean, this sounds absolutely gorgeous. All joking aside, this pickums.com. You've just all you got to do, literally, all you got to do is get yourself the other side of Lewis. It doesn't sound like they'll let you stay the night, so you have to drag your weary bones back home again, and then set off again at the crack of dawn and wake them all up, and there might be cake still kicking around, and it just sounds all so beautiful. Pickhams, Hayreed Lane, Wilmington, near Polegate, if you will. Pickhams.com. Pickhams.
Get the train there. Get off at Berwick or Polegate, and then it's about a 20-minute walk.
You heard the man. Do it.
I think it's a bit more than 20 minutes.
Shh.
No. It's a brisk 20 minutes.
It's a stroll. And yeah. if it takes you more than 20 minutes, you've gone the wrong way. So the fault's all yours.
Or on Saturday, you get the flexi bus.
Or the flexi bus. I want the flexi one.
The flexi bus.
Or cycle along the lovely new cycle path along the A27.
There you go. Or go to Shoreham Airport. nab one of those two seaters and just take off and enjoy the hair between the wind or the air between the highs. Would you like to play us a track?
Yes.
What have you got, folks? We've got the lovely
sparkle?
Milton Hyde here, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'm
rather enjoying
Sparkle Jar.
They're very nice people. You should meet them. They're lovely. Right, Sparkle Jar. Right.
Sparkle Jar.
I was listening.
Gray.
That is Sparkle Jar, and boy, is it beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. A lovely message in from Andy T saying, this is a lovely number, Milton Hyde, with a little thingy.
Oh,
clappy.
Nice.
And then it says, love that clarinet. Well, you see, there you go.
Oh, somebody who knows the clarinet.
Someone who knows the clarinet. That's... Message in from Ray, listening in Stenning, saying, love the beat.
Oh,
I can't argue with that.
No.
It just says great. Well, it is
Thanks,
great.
Ray.
It is great. Anna listening in Hove saying, loving the music, Pete. This is great. Well, yeah, you know, they just, it's not me. It's these guys. I will take all credit. Of course I will. You know that. You know, I will only take credit when it's a good thing. Alex Thomas listening saying, these Milton Hyde folks are decent. Hope it works out for them. Well, you know, I don't want to beef them up a little bit, Alex. I don't want to, you know, because right now they're on a high and I don't want to put reality into their way. But, you know, I agree with you in principle. I do. Sparkle Jar. Now, folks, we've talked about pickums.com, but you mentioned, I heard you briefly, saying something about a songwriting weekend the weekend before. Now, that to me sounds very interesting. What is that?
Yes, well, it's called the Milton Hyde Songwriting Weekend, basically because we're running it. And we're inviting people who are already writing songs,
yep,
or who are just starting their journey on the songwriting,
yes,
highway.
Yes.
We're going to do like a songwriter circle, sitting around and have a little sort of a chin wag about how you write songs, what challenges you have, what influences you use. Then hopefully we'll get some collaborations going and sort of break out different areas in the garden and do a bit of creative writing.
This is
songwriting.
Great. Wow.
We'll do some food.
Yeah. We did a couple of songwriting soirees.
We did, yeah.
A local pub. And they went really, really well. People just enjoyed sharing songs, sharing their inspirations and
their ideas. There's a sort of expansion on that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Over the whole weekend, so with food and then campfire on the Saturday night with noodling around the campfire.
This just sounds way too lovely.
It's going to be way too lovely.
I'm really jealous. Oh, man.
You should come.
Well, I would, but I'm somewhere else. I would come. I would. How do people get hold? Because you are selling tickets for this.
We are, yes.
So how do they
get? Just through our website, MiltonHyde.com.
So that's MiltonHyde.com.
And it's all I's, no Y's in there.
I'm all eyes. Mysterious.
Sounds you can like email us at info@miltonhyde.com and we can send you some details.
And if you want to go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, you will find a link, and it's a correct one to Milton Hyde. That one is working. Or, of course, it's pickums.com if you were interested in the week after the 12th and 13th of August. And like we say, you just got to get yourself, you know, somewhere beyond Lewis, and the rest will just take care of itself. It's not far from Polegate. As Jimbo says, it's a brisk walk somewhere in the wrong direction. But that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And you will love it wherever you end up that day, you will be happy.
Yeah.
And that's the way we want to be.
Nice.
Yeah. So the songwriting thing, do people come with sort of a half a song here and there and sort of say, anyone see where I'm going with this? Or then someone else might go.
Yeah, they can do that. We went to a similar thing up in Suffolk, the Milkmaid. It's a Milkmaid folk club, and they did a songwriting sort of circle before this competition that we entered. And it was really good. People just...
Just chatting about
songwriting. We'll come up with some sort of program about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But people talked about their techniques, whether, you know, the age old question: do lyrics come first or melody or
no answer to that.
Chords. There is no answer to that.
No.
Some people are going to be better at melodies, and some people are going to be better at lyrics.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if collaborations form, where people can help each other out, that would be great.
Yeah.
Or just
let
we'll hope to just inspire people. They've got
so
half finished things that they don't know where they're going with it. That's great.
I can't remember if we mentioned it on or off air, but you did say you're going up to Yorkshire. Well, what's going on?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are definitely going up to Yorkshire. We're playing at St Wilfrid
St
Wilfrid Ripon. So that's going to be fun. We've done a few gigs up in Yorkshire, and it's and then we're going to play at a lovely house concert in Doncaster.
Oh my
which
goodness!
We love doing house concerts. They're just the best. If you're playing, they're scary because you're playing in a room to like a dozen people.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to hide.
Yes. Not really.
Very,
no,
very
nowhere,
intimate.
There's nowhere to Milton hide. No.
There's nowhere to Milton hide.
There is not. But I would say, in the round, having been in your company now for about an hour and on air for 26 minutes, life's pretty good. It sounds like you're getting... You're sus. You know where you're going.
We've still got a day job.
Well, that's far and few between. I mean, you know, we don't want 24/7 perfect, do we?
No.
Or else you wouldn't enjoy the bit that is gorgeous. You just think it was normal and boring.
Right. Absolutely.
So you've got all these lovely things lined up.
It's keeping it lovely.
Keeping it lovely and these lovely little things to look forward to, these little golden nuggets just waiting. Because they all sound beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And that's the Milton Hyde way. Come September, autumn and the rest, have you got plans to play a bit more sort of back in town or
We're over it. We're doing stuff in Kent. We did have a nice gig we've got one in Bates Green, haven't we, on the 13th of September.
We're doing, but before that is the Wick Street Festival, isn't
Wick
it?
Street Festival.
Wick Street Festival. We're on the lineup with
Chewing Breaks, you said.
Don Letts doing a DJ set.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, there's some fantastic. There's a lovely band called Mudlow.
Yeah.
Our mates.
You know the ones.
Spencer.
You know your best
mates. Yes.
Yeah. What's it called? Oh my God, I forgot their name.
Tell me.
Fat Belly Jones.
You know.
The Cursed Sons.
Cursed Sons. What a lineup. Well, there you go.
So where's that?
Tell me that one.
Wick Street is near Berwick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Wick Street Festival.
And you can definitely get there by train.
And
yeah, Berwick, yes, you can.
And that's
get by train.
The beginning of September. First and second, I believe it is.
Yes,
fantastic.
It is, yeah.
Wick Street Festival, folks. Well, listen, we have time for one more song. What would you like to
play?
We're going to do The Ballad of Gabriel Oak.
Wow. This is very folky one.
Was this written in your book by someone?
No, I came up with this.
This was written by...
By your own sons.
Who wrote the book?
You know.
Thomas Hardy.
Thomas Hardy. Thomas Hardy book, so... The sun was bright, the air was still. A wagon stops on Oakham Hill. Watch the girl make good her hair. He never seen someone so fair. He couldn't get her from his head. Vowed one day they would be wed. Bathsheba, please marry me. Gabriel Oak, that cannot be. My wedding gown, you're never. It's you I see. When you look up, it's there I'll be. Then there came a fateful day. Disaster came young Gabriel's way. Upon the hill there was a cliff. His flock were driven to their death. His clothes were all there. Himself Westbury bound. Gabriel Oak, he spied a flame, helped them with a fire to tame. Bathsheba did look the same.
Bathsheba did look the same.
Bathsheba, ever dear, when I look up, it's you I see. Gabriel chose a shepherd's life.
Swore
he'd as a regiment rides by.
As a regiment rides by.
A sergeant takes Bathsheba's eye.
A sergeant takes Bathsheba's eye.
He looks a brave upon his horse, but Sergeant Troy, his heart proves false. Stole the silver from her purse.
Stole the silver from her purse.
Sergeant love another fair.
Sergeant love another fair.
For Bathsheba he didn't care.
Bathsheba he didn't care.
When Fanny took eternal sleep, Troy from dawn to dusk did weep, and threw himself into the deep.
Threw himself into the deep.
On Christmas Eve bold would plan.
Christmas Eve.
Shoots him in the head. Bathsheba, ever dear, when I look up, it's you I see. When you look up, it's where I'll be. Gabriel did win the day.
Gabriel did win the day.
A patient game, that's Gabriel's way.
Patient game, that's Gabriel's way.
They married in the springtime sun. Bathsheba, her heart he'd won. And now Gabriel's tale is done.
And with that, they disappeared. Into the night.
Into the night.
Bathsheba. They went. That was Milton Hyde, just absolutely brilliant. Tapping into the Thomas Hardy that we all know and love. Far, very, very far from the Madding crowd. Josie and Jimbo here, and that was it. That was the finale. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely to see you.
Gorgeous.
Always a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure on this side of the desk. And if I could open that door, you would hear the loud noise from the four producers who, as you can see, whether they're cheering the fourth set or of Wimbledon or so what we got Bernie, we've got Ernie, there's Brett, and there's Simone at the end. So thanks, guys. I can hear you loud in my headphones, but if you can't, well, just imagine the sound. Guys, thank you so much for coming, and have such a brilliant August and September, like your lives depend on it, which I think they sort of do.
Yeah.
Love you so much. Thanks, guys.